Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, I think that you're touching on something that I think every Christian, especially if we're, you know, in the second or third generation, you know, coming from Christian parents or grandparents, I think we need to spend more time wondering at the marvel of salvation.
Mm.
Because when the disciples say we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard, it's because everything that Jesus had done was so fresh in their minds. And I think sometimes for those of us, myself included, who have been Christians for a while or came from a Christian heritage, you know, oh, Jesus died for my sins. We can just say that, like, you know, and then what's for lunch?
Mm.
I mean, we don't even think about that. We don't even say slowly at the end of our prayer, in Jesus' name we pray, remembering that the only reason we can go into God's presence is because of Jesus.
That's right.
And that's the name that gives us the authority to enter into the Holy of Holies, if you will. And so I think that, and this is, it's even true that in countries where the Christian church is first generation, oftentimes the fervency of sharing the gospel is greater. By the second generation, it quiets down. By the third generation, it becomes culture. And in a sense, we almost have to get reconverted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I think the key is to go back and contemplate what Jesus did for us.
Indeed.
You know, I mean, that's why my favorite song, probably of all time now, but at least today of all time, is In Christ Alone.
Yeah.
You know, the new one, the Getty song, because it's just, you know, everything about it. Jesus commands my destiny. I mean, that's, you know, that's the song that I sing when we go into these dangerous places. Jesus commands my destiny.
Mm.
He knows where I'm going. You know, I don't want to get to heaven early and have Jesus say, what were you doing? Oh, I went to preach to the Taliban. Well, that was just stupid. I mean, I want to be listening to Jesus. But I know that wherever I go, he's with me, before me, beside me, behind me, and because of the greatness of salvation. Or another way to say it is, because I've been purchased with a price, I want to glorify God with my life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.